Already last week, I began imagining all of us here together, guided to this place by the light and love of the gospel's Christmas story about God born in the Christ child named Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And then once here, I imagined us all leaning into the wisdom of this story and finding rest as we ponder its meaning and mystery. Before you even arrived, you have been in my thoughts and prayers and held by the loving intentions of this congregation. You see, this matters to me a lot. Because at the very heart of the Christmas narrative is the divine intention, the divine invitation to rest in the all-encompassing wisdom that God is with us. For me, that means that we find our rest in God, that we can lean into the compassion and love of God, which serves to comfort us and to heal us from everything that causes us distress and alarm. The Christmas narrative, as recorded in Matthew and Luke's Gospels, is beautifully inclusive and spiritually spacious as it comes to rest alongside the very vulnerabilities of human nature. It is such a desperate human story, full of alarm and vulnerability, as it walks alongside a humble young couple, pregnant with God's child. At one point, Joseph wants to divorce and run, while in another corner of the story, Mary ponders the divine promise in her heart. God's presence comes alongside both of them in a way that comforts, assures, and invites trust. In their own way, Mary and Joseph choose to lean into God, trusting that God will be with them no matter how desperate, and that God will be rest for them, a guide for them, and the ground of their very being. God comes to them. God is born to them. God is with them. They are not alone, no matter how overwhelming their life circumstance. Now, I happen to know that there are times in each of our lives when we just want to be like Joseph and run away, when the situation is too much. I know there are also times when all we can do is quietly treasure in our hearts the mystery of God. Each of us brings our own life into the Christmas story, and it meets us where we are. That is what shapes the mystery of this night. It reminds us that God is close to us, that God is with us. The Christmas story is not just a story about Mary, Joseph, and the baby in a manger. It is really a story about us, a story that captures the joy and pain of being human and how even in the most desperate of human conditions, God is with us. I've been especially mindful of those suffering through the latest tsunami. I only can imagine what the mystery of this narrative means in their very heart of hearts. somehow. God finds a way to shine the right amount of light, to offer the right amount of truth, and provide the right amount of unconditional love so that we can rest, knowing that God is with us. Even when we might be tempted to divorce and run while trying to keep everyone's dignity intact. Mary and Joseph, help us remember that when we stop or pause long enough to ponder or treasure God's wisdom, there is deep grace and mercy when we yield to God's presence. This is not about being weak or unable to find our own strength or using religion as a crutch. There happened to be a crutch in our midst tonight, I see. It really is about creating room for a purpose and wisdom that is greater than us, and more often than not, greater than what we can see with our own eyes. So you can imagine it feels a little strange to me, even disturbing, that the best God could do was create a room in a lowly place where the animals are kept. There would have been as much grace if the story took a different tact, where a gracious innkeeper offered them the luxury of a bridal suite with chocolate pomegranate treats on their pillow. How I would wish that for this vulnerable, humble couple. An upgrade in their hotel accommodation would have been great. But alas, it is not how the Gospels choose to tell the story. It's not a story of civility, nor is it based on some form of deserving or accommodation for the entitled. It is a story of God taking up residence among the vulnerable and the humble. One might ponder gratitude for the creativity of the innkeeper who thought of a place of shelter, no matter how crude. In a desperate situation and in the humblest of accommodation, God creates room for new life, for new meaning, and for divine purpose. It's important to notice that as we each go to our homes and look at our own nativity scenes. As I imagined each of you here tonight, I thought about how this story speaks to the very heart of those vulnerabilities that we know and treasure inside our hearts. The very human places that are uncomfortable on the one hand, and those human places that are full of joy on the other hand. Under the tinsel and the decorations of this season, the Christmas story is rather tough. Yet in the heart of the story, there is God working to bring courage, compassion, healing love, and room for God to be born most humbly into human vulnerability. It all happened because Joseph was able to lean into God, and Mary was able to hold the mystery of God in her heart. And therein is the beauty of this story. It is a story of God working, living, and being born in the human heart. It's why I wanted to let you know that I have been expecting you. If there was a sign that I would wish to be outside our building tonight, it would say, "Your room is ready." Because here, in this place, in the company of each other, those who gather here believe in God's capacity to heal the human heart. In God's capacity to be born in the midst of our human experience. And in God's capacity to take up residence in our lives so that love can live and healing can happen. I know that each of us will approach the mystery of this story and the wonder of this night in our own way, with awareness that is unique to each and every one of us. I also know that as we gaze upon the manger and treasure the mystery of God in our hearts, that God will be born in us in a way that is unique to God. As we create room this night for the Christ child to be born in our lives again, as if for the first time, I am glad you came. Because in some way, somehow, I know it changes our lives and helps us rest in a wisdom that is loving and healing for our spirit. On behalf of my family, I wish you the joy of God's presence in the Christ child named Emmanuel, which means in life, in death, and in life beyond death, we are not alone. God is with us. Emmanuel.